You're listening to Vatican Radio. Compassion as a vital contribution to peace was the theme of a meeting on Thursday between the head of the Vatican's Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Cardinal Jean-Louis Torrent, and leaders of the UK's Hindu community at a North London temple or mandir. Surrounded by Catholic and Hindu scholars, as well as local school children, the Cardinal reaffirmed the Catholic Church's commitment to interfaith dialogue as a way of knowing and appreciating other religious traditions and of creating the conditions for all people to live in freedom and peace. Compassion, he said, finds its natural expression in the practice of non-violence, whose modern-day apostle, Mahatma Gandhi, drew inspiration from both Hindu and Christian sacred texts. Pope Francis, he said, speaks of compassion that translates itself into the care and concern for every person, but especially the vulnerable, poor, and most marginalized. Among those travelling with the Cardinal on his five-day visit to the UK is Katharina Smith-Muller, interreligious coordinator for the Bishop's Conference of England and Wales. She told me more about Thursday's historic events.
Well, we had a very lovely time at an Eastern Temple, as it's commonly known in London. I think most Londoners that will ring a bell for. We had a very, very warm welcome. We were served lovely food, and the Cardinal was given the opportunity to meet the Hindu priests at the mandir, was given very special honours. Honours that I'm told are reserved normally for the heads of state. So the community was delighted to receive us, and we also, I think, made some headway in very serious dialogue. We had a dialogue on the importance of compassion in Hinduism and in Catholicism, and Father Martin Guarneri and also the Hindu Swami who spoke, an Oxford-educated young man, made some excellent points about the compassion that is shown by the people we most revere in the case of us Christians, obviously in Jesus Christ, and similarly for the Hindu community. They have holy examples of that compassion, which turns out to be central, really, to both of our religions.
What could you tell us about the Hindu community there in the UK? How big is it, and what kind of dialogue already exists with the local Catholics in that area, perhaps?
There is a very good relationship. Actually, we've just actually been told that since the temple has been built, that's really led to regeneration of the whole area of where the mandir is now standing. And we were very lucky because the local Catholic Church managed to bring some of their pupils also to witness that dialogue. So they had a very special morning today, these students. And we know that the mandir is hosting, it's very regularly hosting classes, and the students from Newman Catholic College had a very good time as well, got their photo taken with the Swami and with the Cardinal, and very attentive audience, and I'm sure that's a memory that will stay with them for a very long while.
In the afternoon on Thursday, the Cardinal is attending an interreligious event in Westminster Central Hall, isn't he, around the theme Together in Prayer for Peace. Can you tell us who'll be attending there and what the focus is likely to be?
We have a number of invited guests to that event, a good 100 guests, with the hope that there'll be a fairly representative selection representing the nine major religions here in England and Wales, and we have in fact nine speakers who have agreed to say a prayer in their own tradition on the theme of peace, and they will be praying in their own tradition. We're coming together to pray. We're not coming to pray together in respect for our separate traditions. We're saying our own prayers while we are witnessing each other in respectful silence while they're saying their own prayers. And there'll be a shared silence at that event, which I'm sure will be very powerful, very spiritual. And an address from Cardinal Turon, Archbishop Kevin MacDonald will be speaking as well. And we're hoping that people will agree, will join us in a pledge for peace, committing themselves to keeping peace, working for justice as a basis for peace as well.
Is there likely to be a particular focus, for example, on Syria or the Middle East or different areas of conflict around the world?
I think the Pope has made a very good point in saying that religious leaders can't work for peace in a political arena, but they can pray for peace. So we're not focusing on any country, on any area. We're coming there with what is most important in our heart. I'm sure that a lot of the participants will be thinking of events in Woolwich as they pray for peace, but there is no particular focus on this. We're really praying for a better society for all, for a better world for all, and we're all coming in the conviction that that is reached through dialogue between the religions as well, that that is a huge contributing factor to this.
So strong echoes of the Assisi meeting back in 1986.
Very strong echoes indeed, yes.
My thanks to Katharina Smith-Muller, Interreligious Coordinator for the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.